the way it always used to be in the record business is they put the big records out in the fall because then people will buy them as Christmas gifts.
Right.
You know? So now you're eliminating this from your whole marketing scheme for the year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand these people. Do they not know what they're doing? I think the people that get up high in these big corporations, they get there because they had a job somewhere selling a lot of cans of beans. I don't think they know anything. They know nothing about the music business, the film business, the book business. I mean, I've worked for almost 20 years full time in the book publishing business. That's really my background. Mm-hmm. is print, you know, is publishing. And, you know, I don't think they get it anymore.
Yeah, there's something lost with, I mean, you know, we saw it when the whole Spotify, Joe Rogan, Neil Young thing happened, right? Where it's like, all of a sudden, there's, again, I like to own my stuff. And, you know, my wife never understands why. It's like, I still have all my CDs, even though I've ripped them. It's like, I still want to have them. Because, you know, one day, if I'm a Neil Young fan, let's say, and I'm relying on Spotify to have my Neil Young collection, guess what? Tomorrow, it's gone. And what happens when Disney, it's like, all right, Get Back is on Disney Plus right now. And at some point, you know, it's January 1st, whatever, whatever, it's just going to rotate out, just like movies rotate in and out of streaming services all the time. And I want to have it. And I think that I don't know when it's going to happen that there will be a realization, I can't have that anymore. Maybe I should start getting physical things. Or I wonder whether a younger generation is like, well, that's just how things are. I guess I can't watch that movie anymore.
I think what's happening is there is a little bit of a backlash right now, mm-hmm. that people are sort of like, why are they phasing these things out? I mean, I think where it's mostly happening is in the film business, because I think in the record business, I think they have found this place of it's streaming, but artists are getting ripped off, mm-hmm. okay? But also they are, to be fair, and the major labels too, are putting out a lot of reissues on vinyl.
Yes.
You know, so that's how they're kind of making up for it. Now the film industry, the film industry is real, we're seeing a real they're having a come to Jesus moment in the film business. They're just making crap and people aren't going to see it anymore. And they're screwing their employees, mm-hmm. and their employees are not going to put up with it anymore. So, but at the same time, they're desperate to get rid of physical. They just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, you know, you're killing the goose that laid the golden egg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to eliminate this shit because they don't want to make it. They don't want to store it. They don't want to ship it. Okay. It's cumbersome to them. They love, and then you don't own it either. They love the fact you don't own it. Once you buy a record or a CD or an album or a book, you own it. It's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. You can have it forever. They don't like that. They don't want that. Now, in the record business, to some degree in the film business, they have been able to resell you the same thing over and over again every time there's a format change, you know, until we got to streaming. You know, they sold you VHS, then they sold you DVD, then they sold you Blu-ray. Now they've got 4K, 8K. They're going to have the next K, whatever it's going to be. It's like they don't seem to understand, like, how do you do it? How do you make it and then sell it where it's profitable? You know, like their attitude is, well, if we can't sell a million of these things, it's not worth making it.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. If it's profitable, it's profitable. If you're making a $300 million movie and you're only getting $50 million at the box office, that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you're selling a Blu-ray and you're only making $200,000 or $400,000, it's better than losing $200 million, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's something. By the end of the year, if you sell 20 or 50 or 60 of these things, you've made a profit. You know? Anyway. I'll get off my soapbox. I do this all the time.
No, I love it.
My poor wife's crazy.
I feel the same.